This is Health Matters with a report on diet pills.
Diet pills promise a lot. The question is, do they deliver?
And there's another question, more urgent perhaps, are they safe? According to Consumer Reports and Johns Hopkins Medical Center, over-the-counter diet pills carry risks. Even plant-based diet pills can have side effects that can be serious.
Americans spend billions of dollars a year looking for a magic weight loss pill. They buy natural herbal supplements. They buy over-the-counter prescription pharmaceutical preparations. Most try these pills with little success. Yet new options with more promises keep appearing in the marketplace.
From a recent survey of 3,000 adults, Consumer Reports concluded that 1 in 4 Americans had used weight loss supplements. About 28% of those surveyed throughout the natural supplements worked better than the other weight loss methods. But half of these users also reported at least one side effect. The common side effects included a faster heart rate, jitters, digestive problems, or dry mouth.
Weight loss experts at Johns Hopkins Medical Center recently evaluated the 5 most popular natural weight loss supplements. The first, bitter orange, stimulates the central nervous system and slows down gastric motility, actions that increase the sense of being full and lower food intake.
But the stimulating effects of bitter orange are similar to ephedra, a plant that is now strictly controlled by the FDA because of negative side effects. Bitter orange may have similar adverse reactions.
Studies of green tea as a weight loss aid, either as a tea or a capsule, have produced mixed results. Generally, the weight loss is small at best, but green tea has proven helpful in keeping weight down once you've lost the excess. Only people sensitive to caffeine have negative reactions to green tea.
No significant weight loss impact was found in the 3 other natural substance supplements studied by Johns Hopkins: conjugated linoleic acids, Hoodia, and L-carnitine, although L-carnitine is still being studied for possible weight loss benefits.
The FDA does not require manufacturers to prove natural supplements are safe and effective. Thus, producers are free to promote and sell them as if they were. According to Harvard Medical School physician, there are no natural ingredients that lead directly to weight loss. They are neither safe nor effective. Worse, some products labeled as natural actually contain untested drugs not identified on the label.
The FDA has recalled hundreds of weight loss supplements that contain drugs. Lose Quickly, for example, contained a drug that is supposed to be sold by prescription only. In 2013, the weight loss supplement Oxy Elite Pro was linked to 97 cases of severe hepatitis and liver failure, including one death.
A stimulant drug found in OxyTherm Pro and MD2 Meltdown Pro had never been studied. The FDA barred this drug's use after finding that it can lead to elevated blood pressure and cardiovascular problems. Heart attack, stroke, and cancer are other risks associated with illegal stimulants found in mislabeled natural supplements. Yohimbe, an extract from tree bark, for example, can cause elevated blood pressure and panic attacks.
Clearly, the word natural on a label is no guarantee that the product is safe to use. We tend to believe that if an over-the-counter product is natural, it is safer than prescription medication. This is simply not true. The label natural has become a marketing ploy.
Prescription diet pills have a checkered history as well. Between 1997 and 2010, 3 weight loss prescription drugs were taken off the market because of dangerous side effects: Fen-Phen, Acomplia, and Meridia. Doctors are now more cautious about prescribing weight loss drugs. They do so only for people with a body mass index of 30 or greater, or for people with a body mass index of 27 who have a weight-related health condition.
The Consumer Reports study of weight loss pills concludes that losing weight is actually quite simple. First, set yourself a reasonable goal. Second, maintain portion control and count your calories. 3 is cook and eat at home. 4, eat more fruit, vegetables, whole grains, lean meats, and seafoods. And last, 5, reduce your sugar intake to 10% or less of your total daily calories.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.